This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. With me today is Nick Sutter Downs and Kellen Nitsch of Nitsch Theater Arts. They join me in the studio to talk about the current production of Carrie the Musical, which opened last night at the Pritchard Theater on the campus of Eureka College. Kellen and Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. Excited to be here.
So, Nick, let's start with you. You're directing this production, and many people might be surprised to learn that, indeed, there is a musical version of the story Carrie.
Yes, yeah, there's a musical, there's a book, there's movies. What I want people to know is that if you're walking in thinking that you're going to be seeing the movie, that is not at all what you'll be seeing. The musical is truer to the book, and while the musical is about Carrie White and her mother, Margaret White, and the citizens that live in Chamberlain, Maine, it is actually told through the lens of Sue Snell being interrogated by the police. So you have the juxtaposition of her interrogation scenes, then jumping into the past of what happened and how she is remembering this to keep Carrie's memory alive.
Doing this story in the context of a theater, does it provide you with some creative opportunities to do special effects and to also maybe bring in some other special artistic elements?
Yes, absolutely. So I don't want to give anything away or spoil anything for anyone, but if you have read the Stephen King novel or seen any of the three iterations of the film, you know what happens towards the end of the show. I wanted to kind of add an extra layer with it being told through the eyes of Sue being interrogated by the police. And I actually commissioned a young local artist who is actually also on the technical crew of the show by the name of Jalen Zoss, who has done sketches of the show. And so they are actually Sue's sketches within the show. And that so when certain things happen, as the show progresses, you will see the sketches of these things. And then it also then ties into the climax of the show. So we had to take some creative licenses with how to get around that and really kind of figure out a creative way to make that happen.
Kellen, you're the founder of Nitsch Theater Arts, and you guys have been around for close to 5 years now. And most people, I think, in the community know about your student programs, which are very effective and really wonderful. This is your adult production that you're doing, and people might not be as aware that you do shows like this and where it takes place.
That's right. We do usually one adult cast production a year, and really the focus, as always with Nitsch Theater Arts, is really the education end of it. And so that training transfers to other area community theaters so that they now have this experience so that they benefit, you know, the community as a whole with this education process that they're getting. And then it also allows us to do musicals or plays that we think would not normally be done in the area. Some cutting edge stuff, some things that pushes the envelope a little bit, and things that other theaters may not want to go out on that limb to produce. We can do that with our great partnership with Eureka College.
Can you speak a little bit as to how doing a show that tells the story of Carrie in the context of a musical, does that provide some levity? Does that make the story that can be kind of dark a little bit more accessible to audiences?
Absolutely, and Nick can probably speak to this a lot more about the storyline, and that's actually something when we first, NTA first talked to Nick about doing this show, and then I researched it, because I have to admit, I was not familiar with the musical. So I'm like most of the people who are probably listening, and then I listened to the music, which is beautiful. Contemporary, beautiful, in all different kinds of styles. There is something for everyone, and our voices of our cast are amazing. But then the storyline really is very current. It deals with a lot of current issues, and I know Nick can speak to this very well.
So kind of the overall, I think, arc of the show, yes, there are some scary elements, and I guess if you were to rate this as a movie theater, you might want to give it an R rating, but it's not an R rating in the way that you think it needs to be. That I think that parents obviously need to use their discretion if they're going to allow a high school student to come see the show. But the music itself, led by my wonderful friend and music director, Maggie Sloter, who did all of the music work, is also conducting the show and leading the live band as well, has done an absolutely fantastic job that I think it really brings that extra added layer where you're not just, again, walking in and seeing the movie.
And let's talk about some of those contemporary themes. I was really moved when I listened to one of the songs on the soundtrack that talks about the importance of being in-group. And we know that there's a lot of themes of bullying that go through the story of Carrie that are still current today. How have your cast members responded to singing those lyrics and being a part of that storyline?
I'm very big on character development, and any time that I direct in the show was no different. And so when we really got into the rehearsal, specifically within the opening number, is that I had to kind of take a step back and tell them, this number starts with you're singing what you're thinking. And I know each one of us has been bullied. I want you to think about that, use that, and channel that into the performance to make it that much better. At the end of the day, the overall lesson for everybody is, and this is a lyric in the show, what does it cost to be kind? And that every action that you have has a consequence, and it may not just be affecting you. It could be affecting one person. It could be affecting an entire group of people. Or in this case, it could affect one person that then affects the entire town at the conclusion of the show.
I've been talking with Kelleen Nitsch and Nick Sutter Downs about Nitsch Theater Arts' current production of Carrie the Musical, which continues tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Pritchard Theater on the campus of Eureka College. Kelleen and Nick, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
It is always a pleasure to come here.
And Vantage Points, contemporary photography from the Whitney Museum of American Art, continues this weekend at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. The first exhibition of its kind in the nation, the exhibition features photographs by 20 of the most influential artists of the 1970s through the 2000s, including Andy Warhol, Robert Mapplethorpe, and Sally Mann. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.